For the past 18 years, the federal government has come together to protect women from violence through the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA.
People really thought this is a great idea. It doesn't have anything to do with being a Republican or a Democrat. It has to do with safety for women in America. It has to do with programs for getting bad people, getting rapists off the street.
Holly Mullen, executive director of the Rape Recovery Center, says times have changed. Now that the bill is up for its third reauthorization since going into effect, it's being put through the ringer.
Somehow it's been turned into this bludgeoning device between parties and during an election year. And it's just unfortunate because until they come to terms and come up with one bill that the president can sign, the future of VAWA just sits there. It's in limbo, basically.
Mullen says that funding is critical. Not only does it help to provide services at the Rape Recovery Center, it also provides services to nurses and 24-hour crisis lines.
We have incredibly high rates of sexual violence in Utah. 1 in 3 women, and for men, it's 1 in 6.
This month, the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives passed 2 different versions of VAWA. The 2 bills are now awaiting the reconciliation process. Republicans have objected to provisions Democrats support that extend protections for undocumented immigrants, Native Americans, and the LGBT community. Those are what led Senator Orrin Hatch, once a major supporter of the law, to oppose its reauthorization. But local advocates place blame on all of Utah's congressional delegation, saying none of them have supported strengthening the law. In a statement released when the House version of the 2012 bill passed, Democratic Utah Congressman Jim Matheson, who supported it, said the legislation reflects a strong commitment to local officials for assisting with investigating and prosecuting criminals, and providing legal assistance, housing, and public safety. He added he hopes the differences between the House and Senate bills can be resolved quickly, so it can be signed into law.